Anyway, now it's time to invite Diana Carroll, our very own hot stuff, back into the studio for a very hot question of the week. Hi, Diana.
Hello, everybody. Well, this week we've got a ring of fire.
Hi, I'm Adrian, 28, from Romania, and I do have a question. What happens when you get burned at a molecular level when you touch something hot?
So, why can't skin be as good as asbestos?
I'm Peter Jawolski. I'm a plastic and reconstructive surgeon. I'm the director of the burn centre at the St Andrews Centre for Plastic Surgery and Burns. What happens when somebody gets burnt and tissue is burnt is that heat causes direct damage to cells. It denatures proteins within and without cells. And it's that injury and the breakup of cells and the contents within the cells, particularly some of the enzymes within the cells, that will initially cause pain, but secondarily, bits of cells that break down cause local irritation. The cell wall breaks down, and that leads to a number of breakdown products which are involved in inflammation and the inflammatory response. Now, most people have burnt themselves and therefore would be well aware of the local effects that the burn and the body's reaction to the burn will cause, and that is usually swelling, redness, and tenderness. And those are all characteristic signs of inflammation. At a cellular, molecular level, these events are mediated by these inflammatory mediators, which have effects on particularly the tiny little blood vessels that go up to and into the skin to make them leaky. This allows fluid that is usually within the blood vessel to leak out, and this gives rise to swelling.
So heat denatures active parts of your cells, and this leads to the inflammatory response, which is typically the most visible bit of a burn. We had a fantastic answer on our forum, and that was from Supercryptid, who took it right back to energy transfer. He said that heat causes the molecules that make up proteins and enzymes in your cells to vibrate faster, and this can break up the proteins or bend them out of shape. He also said that heat can cause the skin cells to burst because the water inside them expands. Ouch. Well, next week we'll be discussing a protective layer for skin.
Hello, my name is John. I live in Hong Kong. And my question is about molting. Do humans molt like other hairy animals, such as cats and dogs? In other words, does our hair get thicker in winter while we molt in the summer? And if we don't molt, did we once have this function, and have we since lost it through evolution?
And as my shower plug will attest, I think I'm constantly shedding. But is this seasonal? You can write your answer and any new questions you have on our super interactive forum. Just sign in and write what you think at thenakedscientist.com/forum, or you can email us with chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Thank you very much, Diana. That's Diana O'Carroll, who does Question of the Week for us every week. You can also pick up past editions of Question of the Week from iTunes.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.